It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. For the past decade, the MTA has been offering states all along the eastern seaboard its old subway cars for their artificial reef programs. Seabass, flounder, and bluefish all take refuge from sharks and other predators. Well, now you can see images of these retired subway cars, and not just any images, real artistic shots, as photographer Stephen Mallon of Brooklyn captured the whole process. His photos are on display in an exhibit called Next Stop Atlantic at the Front Room Gallery in Williamsburg. He joins us now. Stephen, good morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, first of all, describe what this whole thing looks like, this whole process. I mean, you have these photos, and I'm looking at them right now, but they actually look like toys.
Yeah. The process is that the MTA strips out the materials. They take out the windows. They take the Freon out, the batteries, all the cabling that they can take out.
So anything that would be dangerous to the environment is gone.
Exactly.
We actually have some sound of some of these cars actually getting dumped into the ocean. Here's what it sounds like. Sometimes easier to describe on the radio than describing a picture, but explain what your work is like. I mean, like I said, it looks like these look like toys. They're really dramatic pictures.
These are my photographs of the MTA's artificial reef program. They are shot the past 2.5 years in a bunch of different locations, from the Bronx to Maryland to Delaware to South Carolina. They are kind of without scale. Yeah, they look like toys. Part of my work is hiding the sense of scale and allowing people to kind of like, you know, either try to fill in the gaps or not understand exactly what's happening. So when you look at, you know, this body of work or a couple other photographs that I've shot, you don't always know immediately what you're seeing.
What inspired you to get involved with the artificial reef program to start with?
I am a train fanatic. Mm-hmm. I've grown up loving trains, played with them, read with them, you know, and grew up reading Thomas the Train stories. Uh-huh. And I was scouting in Bayonne, New Jersey for a portrait shoot. And while we were down there looking, I saw this barge loaded up with the old New York City subway cars. And I was ecstatic because I knew that they had done this with the Redbirds for the 4, 5, 6, and 7 line. Mm-hmm. But I thought the program had finished. And so when I saw this, I approached the guard at the Weeks Marine Yard, got me in contact with Jason, who is the general manager of the program. Fortunately, he's a fan of photography. Mm-hmm. And he said, come on down, and got me in touch with the MTA. They also said, that sounds great. And they were open door and came inside and started shooting this in the Bronx.
Explain the process. We have the pictures here. You see the trains out on a large barges in the middle of the ocean. And then you actually have the pictures of them getting dumped in there. Were you out on a boat taking these pictures? What was the process like?
We meet up with the barge out in the Atlantic. The operators get off of the crew boat that I am on, climb up a ladder that's like mounted in the side of the barge of Weeks 297. They get on there, they start up the engine of the Caterpillar and start untying the cables. And then the tugboat that's pulling it gets the barge into position. It's all GPS located. And they start pushing them off into the ocean. And I'm on a separate crew boat. And at that point, I'm able to ask the captain of the boat to kind of position me where I want to be shooting to get the photography that I'm looking for.
What's extraordinary is that these trains to a New Yorker look so familiar because we see them every single day, several times a day, yet they look so out of place here in the ocean. Is that kind of what you want people to take from this?
Yeah, it's part of the juxtaposition of looking at the subway cars that are now ending up in the ocean. When you first see these photographs, I think a lot of times you're asking, like, what is going on here? When you see the subway car up in the air, it doesn't really register. It doesn't make sense to you. I find these machines incredibly beautiful. I think these are pieces of New York history.
Most of these pictures are pictures of the cars, or the images of the cars above water. Have you actually put on some scuba gear and gone under there and seen what they look like?
I have not. We have discussed it. I am not certified as a scuba diver yet. I think that I will probably go down at some point. We're joking about it. That it would be kind of nice to like go back actually with Weeks Marine with one of their cranes and line the subway cars back up and get a platform built and set it up like it's an old subway station.
I could see that great picture of a bunch of scuba divers waiting on the platform.
Exactly.
for the D train. Photographer Stephen Mallon, the exhibit is called Next Stop Atlantic. It's on display now until October 3rd at the Front Room Gallery in Williamsburg. You can take a look at a few of the images from the exhibit by visiting our website, WNYC.org. Stephen, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.